We continue while learning the Nishmas Davi ben Menachem Mishnah Micham Yaakov ben Pinchas Leo. We are in Kalim Perek Dalad Mishnah Aleph. Hacheres she'enu yachol la'amod b'pnei ozno. Cheres means it's a broken piece of earthenware. So you have an earthenware kli, and now it broke. Let's say part of one of the walls broke off. If this would able to stand up straight, so then it actually has enough. There's still enough a base kibble receptacle to hold the amount of liquid that's necessary, the minimum shear, in order to be mekabel tumah. The problem is eino yachol la'amod b'nei ozno. It has a handle, and the handle, of course, now gives it extra weight on one side, which was not a problem when it was whole. But now that it broke, so now it's going to topple over. So the Mishnah here says that it's going to be tohor. Another example, osha hayabo chidud v'hachidud machrio, or let's say it has, because now it cracked, there's a sharp piece sticking out from the bottom, and that doesn't allow it to stand up straight. So the Mishnah says in both of these cases, tohor. The kli, this, it's not a kli anymore, it's a, we would call it a gistro, we've had that word in the past. This cheres, this earthenware, the shard, which although has still a base kibble for enough liquid to be mekabel tumah, but because it can't stand up straight, it's not mekabel tumah. Nitzla ha'ozen nishbar hachidud. What if now that handle fell off, and now it's able to stand up straight, or that sharp piece that's sticking out from the bottom broke off, and now it's able to stand up and balance itself, and is able to hold, still has a small receptacle to be mekabel, so that it can be mekabel tumah, can hold liquids. Says the Tanakama Tahor, that broken piece of pottery remains Tahor, even though it can hold the requisite amount of liquid. Because once we have a gistera, we mentioned this in the past, once a gistera is no longer mekabel tumah, now it has, once a gistera breaks rather, so when a kli cheres breaks, so then it's possible to then fix it up and it's mekabel tumah once again. But once the gistera breaks, then it's too late. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda metame, he says, it's still tameh, it's now tameh rather, because it's capable of holding liquid. Rabbi Yehuda obviously does not subscribe to what we said before, says the Bar Tanur, delesle hach svara. He doesn't hold of the svara that the Bar Tanur says in the previous Dibra Hamaskel, the kli cheres, kevon shetahar shah achas, shuv ein lo tumah la'olam. Once that broken piece is tahor, so then it's no longer going to be mekabel tumah. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with that. Chavis shenif chasav im kabelas al dafnoser. Here you have a barrel, and a piece broke off. So another example we would call a gistera, but it's able to be mekabel, hold a receptacle, act as a receptacle, hold liquid or whatever it may be on its wall, on its side. Dafno seha. So you have a chavis net when it's upright. So that's the way you normally use it. Now that it nifchasa on the bottom, there's a hole, so you can't use it that way. But because of the shape of the barrel, you're able to, if you put it on its side, so nothing's going to fall out. In fact, you're able to use it. That was able to hold things. So says, or another example of the same phenomenon. Shenechluka kemin shtei arevos. Let's say you have a chavis, you have a barrel, a cask, and now it's not on its side, but it cracks in two. So you have two arevos. It looks like two kneading troughs. So it looks like two very long bowls. What about that? So Rabbi Yehuda Metayer, Rabbi Yehuda says that this is tohor v'chacham, and mitam v'chacham say it is susceptible to tumah. So the Bar Tanur explains the basis of the machlokes. Why does Rabbi Yehuda hold that it's tohor, it's not mekabel tumah in these cases? After all, on its side, you're able to use it, and when it's in two different parts, looks like two kneading troughs, you should be able, it's able to hold whatever you would like. So says the Bar Tanur, when we say that that klei cheres are shalom misumachim, that are not able to stand up normally, chaim tameim, hainu min hashulayim, v'lomen adfanos. That's when it's still able to stand from the bottom. So if you're using the bottom somehow, able to lean it a little bit, and it's able to mekabel something, so that's acceptable. It has to be, even if it's broken, says Rabbi Yehuda, it still has to be able to stand the way it normally stands. So it could have a hole in it, but it has to be able to be mekabel the liquid, the solid, whatever it may be, when it's in its normal state. So a piece could be cracked off. As long as it's still usable when it stands normally, stands upright, so then it's a mekabel tumah. But if the only way to use it is to lie it on its side. That's not the way people use it. And Vachachamim Betamin, why? Says the Bartanu, Desavrei Kelim Asuyim Lahushivan Al Dafno Sam Liprakim. Once in a while, people actually do use kalim on their side and use the wall of the kli actually as the receptacle, and therefore it can be mekabel tuma even in such a state. Perek Dalet Mishnah Beis. Chavis shenis ro'a'o. V'enei cholu yitaltel b'chachatzi kav grogos. Here you have a chavis, you have a cask of a barrel, earthenware as we're speaking about, and it has cracks. So now it's ro'a'o, now it's weak, and it's not even able to hold a half a kav of dried figs, because if it would hold that weight, it would crack. Tahora, so this is Tahora. Why is this the shiur? So the Bartender explains, mitoch shehi ru'a, because it's weak, v'ha'gro gros machbidim, and they're going to add weight to it, these dried figs, nishbaros, the garment's going to be completely cracked, b'tiltula, when you try to move it around. U'lekach shiro b'chachatzi kav, why? What's a chatzi kav, half a kav? Six kav equal a sa'a. What's a half a kav? Dehu shiur su'uda achas. A half a kav of grogros is the shear of one meal. The kav grogros, who shear stay sudos. We may know that the full kav of dried figs is considered the measure of two sudos, which we learn in Maseches Peah. In Perichas Mishnah, regarding giving a poor person a certain amount, the minimum amount was supposed to give, ein pochasin la'ani begoren mekav grogros. When the ani comes to the threshing floor, that would be for grain, but now he's coming when it's fig season, and he comes, we're supposed to give him minimally a kav of grogos. Why? Because that is enough for two sudos. And therefore, a chatzi kav is one suda. Once a barrel is not able to hold even enough figs, dried figs, for one suda, kishvur edamya, it's considered broken. So that's why the Mishnah gives that shear, it's tahora. Gistarosh and it's ro'a'ah. Now that we have a gistra, this is where it's already broken. And now the gistra breaks further, meaning it's weakened. Gistarosh and it's ro'a'ah ve'ena mekabeles mashkin, it can't hold liquid. Even though it's able to hold solids, able to hold food, tahora, it's considered tahora she'ein shirayim la shirayim. There's no leftover for leftover. There's no remnant for remnant. What does that mean? When you have what we spoke in the past, why is a gistra considered significant? Because when you have a kli that has a hole, you take a gistra, a shard, and you put that to catch any leaks. But once your gistera has a hole, has a crack, you're not going to take another gistera to catch a leak from the original gistera. Says the Bartanura, kli shalem chasim alav. A full kli of earthenware, so we have rachmanis on it. Umishim sedek purta lo shadulav. I'm not going to throw it away because of one small crack. Umivin, what do we do? Umivin shirayim shel kli. We bring a remnant of another kli, what we call a gistera, the hainu shever kli, umisim in tachtav, and we put it underneath it. Aval shever kli, but a broken piece already, michi nistak, b'motzi mashke. Once it's motzi mashke, once the liquid leaks out from there, mashtu shadu, and people throw it away. She'ein omrim have shever kli acher lahaniach tacha shever kli. You don't say, you know, I have a broken, there's a hole in my broken shard. So there's a hole in the shard. Bring another shard to catch a leak from the original shard. The shard itself was broken. So once it has a leak, so then it's not no longer mekabel tuma. Even though it's able to hold ochlim, once it can't hold mashkin, it's no longer mekabel tuma.